Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 18th edition. We have a 14-game slate on tap for you today. Hope everybody had a good Monday. Monday Night Football, the Bears get it done. 12-game baseball slate, a lot of Quick Hits favorites participating and taking down some action. So a lot going on there. Let's get into tonight's slate. Let's look at the totals on the action. Royals at Pirates, 7.5. Mets, Phillies, 7. Blue Jays, Orioles, 9. White Sox, Indians, 8. Twins, Tigers, 9. Nationals, Marlins, 7.5. Cardinals, Braves, 8.5. Reds, Brewers, 9. Rays, Rangers, 9.5. Mariners, Astros, 7.5. Waiting on the Cubs, D-backs. Angels, A's, 8.5. Rockies, Dodgers, 7. Giants, Padres, 7. So some definite target points. You know, Blue Jays, Orioles, Twins, Tigers, Reds, Brewers, Rays, Rangers, all 9 and above. And then you got a couple sevens out there. Mets, Phillies, Rockies, Dodgers, Giants, Padres. A couple 7.5s as well. So definitely some pitching to target on a 14-game slate with tons of bats. You can definitely differentiate yourself. You can make some magic happen out there. Let's kick it off with the pitching on this slate. I'm going to go 9K and above. We got Blake Snell, Clayton Kershaw, Aaron Nola, Corey Kluber, Strasburg, Freeland, and Taillon. The ones I'm looking at here, we'll start with Blake Snell, my AL Cy Young winner, and hopefully many's, because this guy has been outstanding. Faced Texas once this year, 31.3 DraftKings points, 34, 27, 29.6, 29.1, 34.5, 25.5, 27.3. Seven straight starts, like around 25 or more DraftKings points. And that's against some big-time competition, has some big-time road matchups. Facing a Texas team that strikes out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. I absolutely love me some Snell, that Snell tonight. Yes, Texas is a good hitter environment. Lefties 260, righties 290 versus Snell. If you can pay up, if you don't want to pay up and you want to pay for bats, I get it. But if you're paying up, I love Snell at 12-1. Really, really like Snell. Aaron Nola, 10-9 at home against the New York Mets, is a phenomenal matchup. Against the Mets this year, he's made 5 starts against the Mets. He's given up 7 runs and 32 innings pitch, striking out 37. So if you can do the quick math, that's over a K an inning. Averaging almost 26 DraftKings points per start against the Mets. Faced him 2 starts ago, 7 innings, 3 earned, 8 Ks for 26.8 DraftKings points. Love me some Nola at 10-9 in a great matchup against the New York Mets. After him, I think the popular play of the night, and it's because in this massive field of upper-tier pitching, he's pretty underpriced, but he's kind of shown that of late. Corey Kluber, $10,600 at home against the Chicago White Sox. He has a home ERA of 2.05, averaging almost 26 DraftKings points per starts compared to an ERA of 4.02 on the road. So much, much better in his friendly confines. And against the White Sox twice this year, 13 innings, zero earned runs in those 13 innings, 17 strikeouts in those 13 innings. He's averaging 34 DraftKings points per starts against the White Sox. Yeah, he had a hiccup against Tampa Bay, but hey, Tampa Bay's legit, folks. But then Kansas City and Tampa back-to-back 35 and 33. Struggled at Kansas City, but 18-3 at Boston, 27-6 at Cincy. Very, very up and down, but he's got elite, like 40-point upside. We've seen it many times this year, 35-plus at least. Chicago strikes out over 25% of the time. They have the highest strikeout rate versus the handedness of the starting pitching they're facing on tonight's slate. This is a phenomenal matchup for Corey Kluber at 10-6. The White Sox have a team total of 3. Lefties 290, righties 298. The only lower totals are the Royals versus Jameson Taillon, and we'll get to that in a minute. Mets versus Nola, who we love. Rockies versus Kershaw. If you want to go there, you can. I just don't trust Kershaw at that price point with the other pitchers around them. And then the last one we'll get to in a bit is an interesting one, Seattle versus Josh James. But absolutely love Corey Kluber. I get it. I'm curious to see how loved he is because that price point is crazy for Corey Kluber at 10-6. That makes me want to pivot to Aaron Nola. It makes me want to pay up for Blake Snell, or it makes me want to go to $9,200 to Jameson Taillon. Taillon's been very, very good, very, very underappreciated. He's at home against the Kansas City Royals, a team we like, a Kansas City team we definitely like. He averages 18.5 points per game at home, 20.2, 19.9, 25.6, 28.5, 22.7, a 10.7, then a 22.2, an 11, a 17, a 21.8. So 17 or more points in 8 of his last 10, 20 or more in 6 of those 10. He's been very, very consistent. Cash games, I like Taillon a lot if you want to save some money and get some bats in there. He's a minus 200 home favorite. He's like the second or third highest favorite on the slate. A Kansas City team is striking out almost 21% of the time now. Taillon a 47% ground ball rate, 22% K rate. He's been very, very good. I mentioned the Royals. Team totals just below the White Sox. Lefties 328, righties 269. The Royals have been sneaky. Our boy Ryan O'Hearn went deep again last night. Merrifield did his thing. Very sneaky ball club. Alex Gordon keeps producing. So it's not as lights out as it once was, but it's still a phenomenal matchup. And you get this $9,200. You get the savings on these other guys. I really, really like me some Taillon if you need to go there tonight. So to rank the four I like up here, I have Snell, Nola, Kluber, Taillon. To rank them, it's kind of be matchup and price dependent. So obviously I go Kluber 1, but if you don't want to go chalky, don't go Kluber. I go Nola 2, I go Taillon 3, I go Snell 4. I think Snell is a great, great pitcher. It's just price-wise 12-1. No one's going to own him. So if you can sneak a Snell lineup in there and you want to, you know, take some punts, which we have some of, you can do it because I really think Kluber's going to be the chalk. So and chalk on a 14-game slate is very rare. So we'll have to see about it. Maybe I'll be totally wrong, but I'm thinking he's at least 25% owned, which on a 14-game slate is chalky. That's very chalky. So I got Kluber, Nola, Taillon, Snell. We'll see, though, because it's hard to pass on Kluber in this matchup. But when you have guys like Nola for $300 more or you go to Taillon for $1,400 cheaper, it's not the end of the world. Nola could definitely pitch like Kluber. Taillon, to get those kind of upsides, a little different. So pick your poison and see where you want to go there. If you want to eat the chalk there and differentiate your bats, I have no problem with it at all. And there's tons of ways to differentiate that tonight. So if you want to go Kluber, eat the chalk. It's fine. Just hope the White Sox don't have that one game a week where they just go crazy and piss all of us off. That's the other reason why it's kind of fun to fade Kluber, just in case something goes wrong. It's kind of the yin and the yang to the situation. Treat Kluber like he's Coors Field tonight. Everyone's going to be on him. Do you want to miss out on it, or do you want to fade it and hope he gets beat up? That's where you sit. That's the fence. Toe the line. All right, we drop below Taillon. Go $8,300 to Derek Holland. A high price to many on Derek Holland. They will go, what the hell are we doing with Derek Holland? But he's been really, really good. He's only averaging 12 points a game versus San Diego. But his renaissance has really come. This is his highest price in a long time. But 22 against Atlanta, 21-3 at Milwaukee, a 13-3 against the Mets, 20.1 against Texas, 16-3, 18-5, 13-7, 17, 13-7, 16-5. Cash games, you could pair Holland and Taillon up. I know it's a little pricier than you want, but the stability is there to really give you a solid base up top, and then you can put your bats in. I know it sounds crazy, Derek Holland, $8,300, but he's got that really, really nice floor with like 20 to 25 point upside, and $8,300, it's not too shabby. It's a San Diego team that strikes out 24% of the time versus left-handed pitching, and everyone's going to clown on Derek Holland's price tag. I get it. It's the highest price I think he's been all year, but you got to kind of, especially in September, but slate by slate, we talked about it a lot earlier in the year, slate by slate prices differentiate based on the slate. On this slate, he's the $8,300 pitcher. That's just how the cookies crumble. He's striking out almost 24% of the batters he faces this year. Does give up some hard contact, only a 40% ground ball rate, which is not bad by any means, but not outstanding. The Padres have a 3.7 team total, lefties 282, righties 341. They do have some thump from the right side, with Franmil Reyes and Hunter Renfroe and so on and so forth. Will Myers and company. But on the year, the Padres are 302 WOBA, 165 ISO, first left-handed pitching. Not great by any means. Going below Derek Holland, you got his counterpart in this matchup. So if you don't want Holland and you want to gamble a little more, a little less, see, I like Holland in the cash because he's consistent. But if you want to go GPP-wise, you go to Joey Lucchesi at $7,600 at home against the San Francisco Giants. Lucchesi, you know, left for a while with his injury, kind of struggled a bit coming back here and there. He's faced the Giants once this year, 6 innings, 1 earned 9 strikeouts for 30.5 DraftKings points. This is why he's the GPP play. He has 30-plus point upside, where Holland really doesn't. But he also has that downside. Like, here's his last few starts. 10.5, but then 16.9, 30.2, 17.9 in Coors. A 3.8, though. 26.5, 22.6, a 0.4, a 19.8, an 8.8. See the inconsistencies there, the fluctuations, but the upside's tremendous. That's why cash game, Holland, GPP, Lucchesi, because both the offenses they're facing are dreadful. I told you the Padres have a 3.7 team total. The Giants have a 3.3. Lefties 274, righties 354 off Lucchesi. Essentially, very close to the same lefty-righty splits Derek Holland has, except the Giants a 288 wOBA, a 128 ISO. Dreadful against left-handed pitching. Very, very dreadful. When you really look at Lucchesi's numbers, Giants strike out about 23% of the time versus lefties. Lucchesi, 25% strikeout rate, almost a 46% ground ball rate. So that's where it is. Cash games, Holland, GPP, Lucchesi. So I'm gonna rate him 1A and 1B in this 7 to 8K range. That's how you differentiate the two right there. Now when we drop into our 6K and below, it gets dicey as always. You got Chase Anderson at home against the Cincinnati Reds at $6,600. Wade Miley, he smelled that smell you dealt it yesterday. Chase Anderson's faced Cincinnati three times this year, averaging 19.3 a start against Cincinnati. 7 earned and 17 and a third, 15 strikeouts. Coming off a 14-point performance at Chicago, 13-7 at San Francisco. Struggled a couple starts, 8.3, 8.5, but then 24-3 against the Reds. 6 innings, 2 earned, 6 Ks. He's a very up-and-down guy. He's a very GPP guy. He's not very safe, but has tremendous upside if he gets the job done. Cincinnati team striking out 22% of the time. Chase Anderson a minus 190 home favorite. Big fly ball guy, though. Only a 35% ground ball rate with a 36% hard contact rate. That's not the best scenario, to be totally honest with you. But Cincinnati only has a 3.8 team total, just above the San Diego Padres. Lefties 310, righties 388. So remember, reverse splits if you're targeting the Reds outside of Joey Votto, who you could target, period. But like sneaky plays, Eugenio Suarez could be very, very interesting tonight and see what else comes out in that lineup. But the Reds at 317 wOBA, it's okay. First righties, not great. But only a 147 ISO. They have struggled a ton versus right-handed pitching. So Chase Anderson at 66 becomes an interesting punt for you. Sandy Alcantara of the Miami Marlins came over in the Marcelo Zuna trade from the Cardinals. Big-time prospect, struggled a bit early, made one spot start. But he's come back and he's made two starts here, September 5th and September 13th. He's got 7 innings in both starts, 2 earned at the Mets, no earned against Philadelphia, given up 2 hits at Mets, 3 hits at Philly. Been outstanding. 6 Ks in both starts, 20.8 points at the Mets, 27.6 against Philadelphia. Yes, the Washington Nationals have a lot more thump in their lineups than the Mets, but not as much as the Phillies. The Phillies have a lot. It just depends which one shows up, because Washington strikes out 20% of the time versus righties. Alcantara's looked great. He's got a 53% ground ball rate in his 3 appearances this year, so small sample for sure. The Nationals have a 4.2 team total, a little low, about lower than halfway on the slate. Lefties 205, righties 377. So big-time reverse splits with Alcantara. So Anthony Rendon, Trey Turner, Ryan Zimmerman, stuff like that in the Nationals lineup. Lefties 325 wOBA and a 167 ISO for the Nationals versus right-handed pitching. So Alcantara is very interesting. By no means is he a must-play, but it's $6,200 to have a GPP play with 20 to 30. He had 27 points at the start for crying out loud with the Phillies. 20 to 30-plus point upside is tremendous. At $6,200, you're hoping, give me 12, 15, I'm going to move on my way. Like Framber Valdez last night at 9K got his 20. Suarez at $6,400, I think got us close to 20 as well. You look if you can get that, you got the cat's meow. So $6,200 against Washington, very interesting GPP play with Alcantara. I can dig it big time. We'll have to keep an eye on who the A's opener is going to be, as Hendricks is making the start yet again. Maybe it's Megnin, maybe it's Bassett. We'll have to keep an eye on that. The A's are really difficult at getting that answer, as we found out in recent appearances. But the Slack chat's on it. Guys are helping each other out there all the time trying to figure it out. So join us there and let you know. And last but not least, Josh James of the Houston Astros. I think it's going to be a popular play tonight because he's $4,000. He's making the spot start for the Astros. He's got 3 appearances this year, 5 innings on a spot start, 5 innings, 3 earned, 9 Ks for 20 points against the Angels. He went 2 2/3 with a hit, no earned, out of the bullpen against Boston for 13.4, and 3 innings against Detroit for 9 points. He's gotten 4 or more Ks in every start or every outing, even in the 3 2/3 outings. He's got big time strikeout stuff. He's facing a Seattle team that, yes, strikes out a little over 20% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Really not enough data to get it done, but I don't understand the team total. They have a 2.6 team total against Josh James. Lefty's 317, righty's 218. Again, he's only made 3 appearances. He's pitched a total of like 10 to 11 innings. The Mariners a 312 WOBA and a 159 ISO. James has looked really, really good. He was pretty darn good in the minors. He's $4,000. He's like, you almost have to play him, and that's how you can match up with Snell, with Nola, with Kluber, and get all the bats. Him at 4K really kind of ruins this slate. I think if you fade Josh James, you'll be ahead of the game because I think everyone's going to play him. But if you want to get all the bats, I totally agree. So that's just the way I'm going to break it down. Join us in the Slack chat. Maybe we'll find some pivots and other ways to do it. But he opens up everything for you. And it's hard to pass that up on a 14-game slate. So down below here, you got Josh James 1, Alcantara 2, Anderson 3. So recapping your pitching real quick on this slate. Up top, you got Kluber, Nola, Tyon, Snell. Totally price-dependent there. In the middle, I have your Holland and Lucchesi, 1A, 1B. One's cash, one's GPP. Then down below, James, Alcantara, Sandy, and then Chase Anderson to round out the action. Before we get started with your bats, let me talk to you about the Quant Edge. If you're playing NFL DFS, heck, if you're playing MMA DFS now, they got 2 new great people for that. You listen to the podcast from the Sports Degens, the free ones. You listen to the 2-point conversion. You listen to all the good stuff there. Then you go over to the Quant Edge. You use their lineup optimizer. You use their injury tool. You use their running back quarterbacks. All the good stuff they offer there. And when you do so, you use promo code BENCHED, BENCHED, when you check out. And you'll get $10 off your first month at thequantedge.com. They have all kinds of great articles. They have their podcast. They have all their analysts. They do betting. They do tons of DFS. So go check them out. Their tools are state-of-the-art, outstanding stuff. And so check out with code BENCHED, BENCHED, and you get $10 off your first month. Also, I want to talk to you about a really, really awesome way to play fantasy sports, and that's Draft. Most of you guys have played Draft. It is draft.com, Draft in your app store. Promo code SDSports when you check out, and you'll get entry into a free $3 tournament of your choice. Hey, if they say it's for your first deposit, just try it every time. You never know. Maybe you'll get a free $3 tournament. Give it a whirl. But whenever you deposit, use promo code SDSports when you check out, and you'll get entry into a free $3 tournament of your choice. It's draft.com, Draft in your app store. All right, bats, 14-game slate. Catchers, position. You got guys like Wilson Ramos against Steven Matz at $4,600. If you're paying up for catching, there is where you go. That simple. Otherwise, you come on down to the rest of us in the sub-4K range. You guys like Yan Gomes versus Rodon is interesting, but I'd rather take a gamble on like a Tyler Flowers versus Gomber if he's in the lineup at $3,800. That has some more appeal to me there. Austin Hedges, I liked him a little bit versus Suarez yesterday. I like him more against Holland. If you aren't using Holland, Hedges at $3,700, went deep yesterday, has that big-time home run upside. In a GPP, Danny Jansen at $3,600 versus Dylan Bundy. He went deep yesterday. He's got some pop in that bat. Astudillo's $3,400 still. It's somebody you can take a look at there. You got guys like Tucker Barnhart versus Chase Anderson at $3,400 is intriguing, even though with the reverse splits, I still don't hate it. Getting down to the 3K range now, Brian McCann at $3,100 versus Mike Leake is a nice value play there. From the left side of the plate there versus Mike Leake. A few more you can take a look at. We had some nice value yesterday. Didn't really pop off the way we thought it would, but it wasn't bad. Martin Maldonado wasn't bad. I don't mind him at $2,900 if he cracks the lineup again versus Mike Leake. Mike Zunino against James at $2,800. I do like that quite a bit. That is a stupid price tag. That's why I'm trying to figure out the pricing, the Vegas odds. Zunino is just a GPP play. He might go for 4 or 4 strikeouts. But it's going to go James for 3 to 5 innings, hopefully 5 if you're playing him, because then you have the nuts. And then some bullpen. But Zunino at 28, very, very interesting. Other than that, you know, you got like your Caleb Joseph versus Aaron Sanchez at 2,700. You got James McCann versus Hunter Rizzi at 27. You got Johnny Lucroy versus Skaggs at 27. All very, very usable plays there in that 2,700 range. Like stackable, one-offs, just complete catcher punts at $2,700. Big fan of that. Because now you can pay up everywhere else, but you might not need to because of James. But first base position, Matty Carpenter versus Anibal Sanchez at 49 has my attention for sure. CJ Cron in Texas versus Gallardo is very interesting at 4,700. But so is G-Man Choi. I told you I loved him yesterday. He went deep. He's 45 versus Gallardo. We got a $100 discount after going deep. That's always nice. Farther down you look, though, like an Eric Thames in a GPP at 46 versus Michael Lorenzen is very interesting. Thames has been kind of cold of late, so I haven't been using him at all. But in a GPP, I can see the appeal. When you look at the Brew Crew, they have a 5.2 team total just below the Rays. Lefties 364, righties 302 versus Michael Lorenzen. The Brew Crew have been big-time targets of mine of late. Christian Yelich, obviously one of them, and he had another cycle last night. But back to first base. You got guys like Max Muncy, who hits lefties very, very well, facing Kyle Freeland at 4,400. Muncy went deep yesterday. Keep an eye on that. Farther down you go, you got the switch hit Josh Bell versus Eric Soglin at 4,200. That's not horrible, but Yuli Gurriel at 41 versus Mike Leake. I do like that a little bit there. David Freese at 41 versus Freeland. If you're stacking the Dodgers, I can get behind that. Kendrys Morales and Roddy Téléz, again, $4,000 for Dylan Bundy. Those are really good GPP plays at that price point. I could definitely see those as some nice options for you as well. Vic Caratini, first base catcher for the Cubs at $3,800. He's in the middle of the order. That works. Ryan O'Hearn went deep yesterday. He's $3,800 versus Jameson Taillon as a cheaper first base option there. Trey Mancini didn't do much yesterday, but he's 37 versus Aaron Sanchez. He's in play for you again. Just Mancini's in play a lot just due to the price point and his power upside. Let's go to the second base position and kick it off with our usual suspects. Jose Ramirez at $5,700 versus Rodon is always in play. Javi Baez had a nice night last night. He's $5,200 versus Andrés. Sliding on down some more, though, I like me some Travis Shaw at 46 versus Lorenzen. Adalberto Mondesi is always in a GPP play at 46 versus Taillon. So a nice little couple 46 options right there for you. If you want to save a couple $100, Johnny VR at 44 versus Aaron Sanchez is also an option for you there. If you're stacking the Rays, you can remember Joey Wendell is 4,200 versus Gallardo. Whit Merrifield down to 4,200 versus Taillon. Another 5 points last night. He's averaging 12.3 his last 10. So interesting there. Yesterday I wasn't as in love with Kansas City. I had a couple one-offs with O'Hearn because he was cheap and whatnot. Taillon, I respect the hell out of him. So it's not as easy as a play as it's been lately with the Royals back-to-back nights here. Going on down a little farther here, you got the likes of maybe, you know, Jason Kipnis is sneaky versus Rodon. See, it's lefties actually really, really well, but I'm not running to play that. I'd rather play like a Jeff McNeil versus Nolan, a GPP at 39, a Robbie Cano versus James at 38. The Mariners are cheap. I recommend if you're making a James lineup, or a couple James lineups, make a Mariners lineup just to be safe. Just throwing that out there. Brian Dozier at $3,600. He's been ice cold, but against Freeland could be very, very interesting. Other than that, we'll check lineups. Chad Pinder, especially if he's leading off for Skaggs at 34, comes into play for you for sure. Like Jose Perella's 32 versus Holland as a punt. And then Logan Forsythe with only 3K versus Daniel Norris. I really, really like that as a punt because Forsythe, that's one thing he's always been able to do is hit lefties really, really well. And Daniel Norris can get hit quite a bit. When you look at the Minnesota Twins, team totals 4.45, lefties 326, righties 387 versus Daniel Norris. So don't sleep on Logan Forsythe at all. Heading on over to third base, you got, again, Jose Ramirez, always worth a look. Bregman, the big goose egg yesterday. I'd jump right back on that train at 5K. He doesn't goose egg very often, and he's been a little cold, 0-4, 11-2, but then he was white hot prior to that. So if you want to wait and see if he's a little bit of a slump, it's fine, but Breg's a 5K I like. Justin Turner's been on fire, but Freeland's respectable at 48, so temper your expectations. He's good for a GPP, though. I'm not saying don't play him, just temper. Chris Bryant finally went deep again yesterday. But Travis Shaw, again, at 46, very intriguing. I do like some Moustakas at 45 as well. I love the Brewer stack again tonight. I'll be going there most likely. You got Muncy again at 44 you can take a look at. Yoan Camargo versus the lefty Gomber at 43 is very, very nice. We know Camargo's very, very solid against left-handed pitching. He gets super low owned. Matt Chapman's getting a bit of a price decrease against Tyler Skaggs at $4,200. I will take that all day. That is very, very enticing. Skaggs is a good pitcher, but the A's do have a 4.6 team total, sixth on the slate. Lefties 290, righties 319, so Chapman at 42. Definitely a play for you tonight. Hyper Candelario leading off for Jake Odorizzi at 41 is very, very nice as well. Looking at the Detroit Tigers, 4.55 team total, just below the A's. Lefties 350, righties 344 versus Odorizzi. So Candelario at 41 leading off, definitely in play. We mentioned Will Myers earlier, David Freese. Drop it on down some more, though. Like Aledmys Diaz against Bundy at 39 in GPP could be a home run type play if you're playing home run derby. Jose Rodon's a cheaper, but you're not playing him versus Kluber. Ignore that thought. Willens Astudillo again, $3,400. Tim Beckham at 33 is a nice cheapie versus Aaron Sanchez. He's third base shortstop eligible. Kyle Seager, $3,100. And then Ari Adrianza, third base shortstop, $3,100. So cheap. Short. So yeah, you can almost make one of the couple combos with the high priced arms. Shortstop, Lindor at 55 versus Rodon's interesting for sure. But they got Baez at 52 and Bregman at 5K, which will probably get much, much more attention. Alberto Mondesi at 46. Manny Machado at 45 versus Freeland. Keep an eye on those. As you slide on down the list here, you know, Correa is still kind of doing Correa things at 42, not really popping off yet. You got Paul DeJong at 41 versus Anibal Sanchez in a stack. I could see that in a GPP. Going down further, like Jorge Polanco switch hitting versus Norris. I loved him yesterday. He went deep. Marcus Semien is one of our birthday boys. Jose Ramirez and Marcus Semien are birthday boys today. So big things could be happening there. You can play one at second, one at short if you want to play them both. But Jose Ramirez, Marcus Semien, birthday boys. Semien versus Skaggs is a really nice matchup for him. And Semien does hit lefties really, really well. So keep that in mind. Marvin Gonzalez is only $3,600, stays in that mid-3K range, outfield shortstop. I keep playing him over and over again. He had 7 more points yesterday. He's just that cash game value, 7, 9, 3, 10, 0, 5, 14. A cash game value with GPP upside. So I love me some Marvin at $3,600. Just keeps getting it done in the middle of that order. If you can be in the middle of a potent order that cheap, you almost have to play these guys. You just, because if they run into a rally, he's a part of it. Let's go to the outfield and wrap her up. Again, join us in the SD Slack chat. It is free. All you have to do is ask for an invite. Slide into the Sports Degens DM and let us know. We will get you in there. It's tons and tons of fun. Outfield, Christian Yelich, another cycle last night. Play him tonight, please. I guess, Michael, just play him. $5,900, play him. Play Christian Yelich. It's that simple. I'd put him on the cover. I still might. I try not to put the obvious guys on the cover. I do once in a blue moon because, you know, when you do 5 days a week for 6 months, you kind of run into the same guys over and over again. So Christian Yelich just might be the cover guy because he's that damn good right now. Ronald Acuna Jr. versus Gomber is an outstanding play at $5,600. 11 more points last night, averaging 13.5 his last 10. That's a great spot versus Gomber. When you look at the Braves real quick, 4.16 total tied with the A's. Lefties 374, righties 351 versus Gomber. So Acuna in a phenomenal spot. You got Soto and Harper versus Alcantara at 54 and 53. Not, I don't hate it by any means, but they're there. The Grandy Man, 5,100 versus Michael Lorenzen, 13 more points last night. Just keeps getting it done for the Brew Crew. In a great spot as a stack. Reese Hoskins versus Steven Matz, very, very nice at $5,100. The Phils, lefties 283, righties 327 versus Steven Matz. Hoskins, I believe, yeah, goose egg yesterday. Part of that 8-0-23. So streaky, Reese Hoskins. Tommy Pham didn't do ton last night, but I still like him again tonight versus Yavani Gallardo at $5,000. Tampa Bay, where'd you go? Where'd my Rays go? There they are. No. I can't. Oh, they have the top total on the slate. That's why I missed them. 5.4, lefties 376, righties 393 versus Yavani Gallardo. Tommy Pham, definitely a 5K, is in play tonight. Dropping below 5K like a Malik Smith versus Gallardo at 48 is very nice. AJ Pollock went deep last night. He's $4,700 versus the lefty Montgomery. Pollock hits lefties really well. He's averaging 9.2 in his last 10. Don't sleep on Pollock at $4,700. If you're stacking the Reds or you're stacking the Reds Brewers game, period, Schebler at 48 is very interesting versus Anderson. I know we mentioned the reverse splits, but very interesting play for you there. Hunter Renfro's $4,700 versus Holland. If you're attacking Dylan Bundy, Grichuk's a good GPP play at 47 as well. Toronto at 4.5 team total. Lefties 394, but righties 290. He's done well against the right side. That's why I'm like the Smokes, Telvez, and Morales. All the first basemen are very, very nice. In the mid-fours now, guys like Starling Marte versus Scoglin at 46. Very, very nice. The red-hot Yasiel Puig is $4,600. I think a lot of people are going to go there. I'd rather go to Marte, or I'd really like to go to Chris Davis of the Oakland A's versus a lefty at $4,600. I like that quite a bit. That's where I would target in that $4,600 range. Lorenzo Cain, a part of Milwaukee stacks at 45, is very much alive. Going down farther, though, you got the likes of Daniel Polka in a GPP versus Kluber at 43 has my attention. Not running to play, but has my attention. Lorenzo of Oakland likely leading off or towards the top of the order with the lefty Skaggs starting at $4,300. very much in play there as he has been tearing the cover off the ball, stealing bags, scoring runs, doing his thing, especially leading off. Whit Merrifield at 42 is interesting. Aaron Altherr versus the lefty Mats at 42. Too bad we don't get him at that $3,300 price tag like they screwed up last week, but Altherr at 42, still in play versus Mats. Farther down we look, like Mitch Haniger at 41 is interesting. Nick Castellanos at 41. Told you I liked him a lot yesterday. Got his 15 DraftKings points. So Castellanos at 41 is worth it as well. Going on down below 4K now, like a Brandon Lowe against Gallardo at 39 is worth a look if you're stacking the Rays. Nelson Cruz in a GPP at 39 versus James to keep people honest. Going down even farther now, like a Steven Piscotty versus Skaggs at 39 has got some potential upside. A Jay Bruce in a GPP versus Nola at 39, I can get behind that a little bit. Jake Cave at 38, it is a lefty Norris. So you're getting the lefty-lefty, so it's not as ideal, but it could be interesting at 38 because maybe you get to that Tigers bullpen and take advantage of things. Going down even farther, I guess you're getting Trey Mancini's $3,700. Max Kepler does hit lefties really, really well. He's 37 versus Norris, so keep an eye on that one. We're not going to hit on everybody, so again, join the Slack chat. We'll let you know. Marwin Gonzalez, 36, told you I liked that earlier. It's pretty much a given. Alex Gordon's only 36 versus Tyon, hitting third, hitting well, so if you don't like Tyon, you want a cheapie, Gordon is there at 36. Don't hate that at all. Brandon Guyer versus a lefty at 35 is very nice. So is Robbie Grossman versus the lefty Norris at 35. The birthday boy Grossman got us 12 points last night. He's in play for you again tonight at 3,500. So there's some nice value in this price range. Cole Calhoun, you know, goes Hendricks and then an opener. Should be a righty as well. So $3,500 for Calhoun is just fine for you in this one. Mentioned Chad Pinder earlier at 34 for the A's if he's leading off or towards the top becomes a play. Franmil Reyes of San Diego in a GPP, if you're not playing Derek Holland at $3,300 is very, very nice. I can definitely get behind that as a value play. Other than that, check the lineups. There's going to be a ton more to talk about tonight. All right, recapping your pitching real quick. Up top, Kluber, Nola, Tyon, Snell. In the middle, you got your cash game, Holland, your GPP, Lucchesi. That's how you break that down. Then down below, James, Alcantara, and Anderson. James is just too damn cheap. Your stacks, the Rays versus Gallardo is outstanding. I love the Brew Crew versus Lorenzen, especially the lefties. We talked about that. The Astros versus Leake is very interesting. The Braves versus Austin Gomber could be very, very nice. I don't hate that at all. Pirates versus Scoggins in place, or the Tigers. So those are two kind of sneakier plays. Tigers will be tons and tons of value for you. The Orioles versus Aaron Sanchez could be a play. Right-handed bats of the Twins versus Daniel Norris. And Max Kepler. Don't sleep on Kepler. Those are very good. So there's tons and tons and tons of options. That's, you know, there's so many ways to go, honestly, like this. Again, join us in the Slack chat. Let's go over your BVP real quick and send you on your merry way. Chris Davis of the Orioles, 8 for 23, 2 doubles and 4 home runs off Aaron Sanchez. So there's an uber cheap first baseman if you want to take that gamble. But Justin Smoke, 5 for 14, 2 doubles and a homer. Gritchick has a homer, 11 is DS2. Kendrys Morales, Russell Martin also have taken Aaron Sanchez deep, or Dylan Bundy deep, sorry. So the Jays have some serious success there. Kingery, Otobel, Rhys Hoskins, and Carlos Santana have all taken Steven Matz deep. Jay Bruce, 4 for 14 with the homer off Aaron Nola. Francisco Lindor, 8 for 27, 2 doubles, 2 homers off of Carlos Rodon. Jose Abreu, 16 for 50, 3 doubles and 5 home runs off Corey Kluber. Abreu likes him some Corey Kluber. That's impressive. Eddie Rosario, Max Kepler are both taking Daniel Norris deep. JT Realmuto, 7 for 21, 2 doubles, 2 triples off Strasburg. Going down farther, Granderson, Scope, Orlando Arcia, and Ryan Braun have all taken Michael Lorenzen deep. That's good to see. Joey Votto, 4 for 14, 2 doubles off Chase Anderson. Philip Irvin's taking him deep. Eugenio Suarez, 2 homers off of Anderson. Kevin Kiermaier, 6 for 15 with a double and a homer off Yovani Gallardo. Marwin Gonzalez, 6 for 11 off Mike Leake. Brian McCann, 5 for 15, 4 doubles. Gad has taken him deep twice. We got Marcus Semien, the birthday boy, 8 for 16. That's a 500 average. 3 doubles and 2 home runs off Tyler Skaggs. Chris Davis, Crush Davis, 5 for 13, 2 doubles and 2 homers as well. Luke Roy's taken him deep. Lots to like right there. A little farther down, Justin Turner, 11 for 23, doubles and a triple off Freeland. Taylor's got a homer, Puig twice, Freese once off of Freeland. And then the Rockies have some ownership of Kershaw if you want to play that game. Gerardo Parra, 13 for 38, three doubles, a triple, and a homer. Nolan Arenado hit 308 in his career, 16 for 52, three doubles and three homers. Iannetta, 8 for 27, a double and a homer. Matt Holliday, a homer. Charlie Blackman, a homer. DJ LeMahieu, 17 for 57, five doubles. So on and so forth. Three homers for Cargo. There are some likes there. 262 average and 324 WOBA and a 148 ISO. Hunter Renfroe has taken Derek Holland deep, and that'll do it for your BVP, and that'll wrap us up for Quick Hits. Thanks for listening. Go check us out on thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. I am at BDintric. Join us in the Slack chat. If you're looking for NFL DFS help after you listen to the two-point conversion pod, go to thequantedge.com. Use promo code BENCHED when you check out for $10 off your first month. If you like playing some cool new fantasy, draft.com, draft in your app store, promo code SDSports for $3 off right there. If you give us a rating and review, we'd much appreciate it. It would help move things along for us. Check out the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast previewing the final event of the FedEx Cup Championship, the PGA Tour season, the Tour Championship. With myself, Jesse, and Rob joined us this week. A lot of fun breaking down that 30-man field. So much more coming up this week. Francisco's got your UEFA Champions League knockout stage action. So go check it all out. I'll be back with you tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 18th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.